Now to your letters. My visit to Thomas Jefferson's gardens at his Monticello estate brought in a number of responses from you. I interviewed Keith Thompson, author of Passion for Nature, Thomas Jefferson and Natural History, who was puzzled about why Jefferson's efforts to establish a winery failed, since Virginia now successfully produces grapes for wine. John Keegan of Oxford, Ohio, wrote in with the answer. The reason that Jefferson was unable to grow the European wine grape was Phylloxera, a tiny insect that infects mainly the roots of the grape. Phylloxera is native to America, but not found in Europe. It was accidentally imported to Europe in the 1860s and wreaked havoc on the wine industry until they realized they had to graft the European grape onto American roots. That is how the modern industry exists today in Virginia. Some of you thought that the story did not adequately address the source of much of the labor that went into the gardens. I listened in vain for a discussion of the role of slaves in creating, maintaining, and executing Jefferson's designs in his gardens, wrote Sarah Trembanis of Newark, Delaware. The correspondent did make a brief mention of the slaves, one sentence, but devoted little time to the implications of their labor in creating the beauty that the piece showcased. Considering the content of the preceding story on post-racial America, the absence of a sustained examination of slaves at Monticello was striking and disappointing. We welcome your letters and comments. Go to npr.org and click on the Contact Us link. Please remember to tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name. You can also send notes to me on Twitter. My username is NPR Leanne Hansen. That's all one word, LianeHansen. So is NPR Weekend. That's the username for our editors and producers. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.